This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
He is our Milwaukee basketball insider. We just call him White Gary around these parts. White Gary, did you hear Gary? Black Gary talking about you and your age?
So he's implying that I'm an old man?
Yes. Yes.
Gary, I would never say that, man.
My granddaughter does that. Every time she comes up to me, I already have a receding hairline, and she comes up, puts her hand on my forehead, and pushes the hair back even further.
That is not nice.
No, it's not. I'm taking this from a 5-year-old.
Gary, do you fault Jabari Parker for the frustration that he's feeling and voicing it today to the media who are assembled before Game 3 tomorrow night?
Not at all. Do you remember when you were 23 years old?
Hardly.
That would ask.
Well, now your emotions ran the gamut.
Well, Rami's still 23 right now, Gary.
Mentally, yes. Mentally, yes. Yeah.
But I think back to when I was 23 and my emotions were all over the place. And I can only imagine what Jabari's going through, you know, after coming back from 2 ACLs and playing really well down the stretch of the regular season and all of a sudden being, not even a role player.
No,
I mean,
he's not.
You know, he gets 14 minutes first game, 10 in the second. It's like he's the 12th guy on the team. And, I'll tell you what, being 23 years old, and if I was in that position, God only knows what I would have said.
So, Gary, what's going on then? Just give us the inside on the inside. What's going on with Jabari? What's going on with this team? I mean, what? Give us the inside. What's going on with these guys?
Well, I mean, it seems to be, and I have nobody telling me this, but it just seems like there's something personal between Joe Prunty and Jabari Parker. And I'm not even so sure if it goes from Joe Prunty. It goes back to the days when Jason Kidd was here. Jason Kidd wanted nothing to do with Jabari Parker, you know? And here's the guy you make the second overall pick in the draft, a guy that could have been the number one pick if he wanted. Cleveland wanted to select him with the number one pick. And he made it clear that he wanted to play in Milwaukee. How many players would do that? Can you think of anybody that said, gee, I don't want to play with LeBron. I want to play in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I want to go to the smallest market.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I mean, he was genuinely sincere about playing in Milwaukee. He loves the city. He loves the community. I've covered the Bucks a long time, and I can't remember anybody that's been more involved in the city than Jabari. So it's a tough situation.
Okay, so what do you do now if you're the Milwaukee Bucks? How do you get everybody buying back into pulling in the right direction and trying to win Game 3?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm Wes Edens, I make it a mandate to Joe Prunty. He's going to be on the floor a minimum of 28 minutes in Game 3. Mm-hmm. And come hell or high water, we're going to live with this guy. And, you know, I mean, he proved it. I mean, in the last 6-7 games of the regular season, he was playing at a very high level. 19 points, 7 rebounds, a couple assists in that stretch. And to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like this happen where a player who is that much of a contributor, especially down the stretch, is an afterthought in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, but I want to move to this Rozier and Bledsoe. I don't know if it's one of these. So we do have wrestling themes. So go ahead, Gary.
Hey, sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to say one other thing. Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors flying around about Jabari and his rapport with his teammates, and especially Giannis. That is pure garbage. I mean, it's unbelievable how some of this stuff surfaces. I have talked to Jabari probably more than anybody in the media since he's come to Milwaukee. And I've even talked to him before that. I had never, ever heard him once time say anything negative about his teammates. Not anyone, okay, for anything. And for this stuff to surface is, you know, really unfortunate.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there were some reports saying they didn't get along. Maybe, you know, Giannis didn't want him on the floor. But I'm glad to know that. I could put that behind us. But Terry Rozier, man, this guy is just eating the Bucks alive. And you would think the Bledsoe will step up to the challenge. And now they got some kind of fake feud going on. Both guys have moved past it. But, I mean, where did Bledsoe go from here? He has to have a big game because it seemed like to me they give him a long enough leash. You know, he turns the ball over. They give him a chance to, you know, score. But he has to outplay this kid for the Bucks to win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was one of the reasons I picked the Bucks to win the series. I thought Bledsoe would dominate Rozier. I thought Parker would get at least 15 points a game in the playoffs and be a factor. And I talked to a longtime NBA advanced scout 2 days before the playoffs began, and I asked him about Bledsoe, and he goes, he's going to dominate. He might crush the kid. Mm. He said, I've seen Eric Bledsoe go against guys like Rozier and just eat him up, you know? And, you know, what's happened so far is Rozier has eaten up Bledsoe.
Do you see Parker and Eric Bledsoe being back next year?
That's a good question. I mean, you never, ever say never, but at this point I would say no. I mean, strange things happen in the NBA. I mean, who knows, for instance, if John Horst is going to be calling the shots next year, okay? I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around right now that really haven't surfaced in the media, but there's talk that the Bucks are going to go out and get a president of basketball operations. And if that's the case, and I fully endorse it. Hey, by the way.
So do I.
Okay, I got a question for
Providing
you.
Providing the president of operations is somebody that actually has basketball experience and has done something. That's what I want. Somebody that actually has run a basketball operation and the whole deal.
Okay, let me throw a name at you and tell me if you guys are holding on this. Larry Bird.
Done. Sold. Do it.
I talked to somebody that's very close to Larry this morning, and Larry is still under contract with the Pacers. But he's 60 or 61, I can't remember. But his friend said he wants to get back into the game, and he wants to be the president of basketball operations. If I'm Wes Edens, I'm on the phone right now and saying, Larry, what do you want?
In a heartbeat. Done.
Well, let's back it up. What has Larry done?
Well, I mean, he obviously had an exceptional Hall of Fame basketball career.
Yeah, I get that. A lot of these guys have done that, but I'm just talking about for basketball.
Yeah, and he coached. He took the Pacers, you know, to the finals. He has been in the front office as well for the Pacers. So, I mean, here's a guy that has a complete grip on the entire basketball operation. Now, I don't know if he would even think about coming to Milwaukee. This guy I talked to this morning said he thought he would. And, man, I'll tell you, if I'm Wes Edens,
Well, you have to make the phone call. He's right Larry away. Bird, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the example I told somebody else later this morning is, look what Magic Johnson did when they made him the head of their basketball operations. All of a sudden, the Lakers are viable again, you know? Mm-hmm. People want to play for the Lakers because Magic's there. So...
What about Rick Pitino? We had a guy called up. We thought it was Rick Pitino, but he called him up and he was talking.
It just might have been, you know.
Yeah, it might have been, but the guy was saying, so if you bring in a guy like Larry Bird, would he hire a guy like that? Now you got front office credibility. Now you have to put a team on the floor. But I don't know about the coaching search at this particular point.
Here's my dream scenario. They bring in Larry Bird, okay?
Uh-huh.
Larry Bird brings in Rick Carlisle.
Done. Okay. Home run.
Could that be an unbelievable tandem?
Perfect. Perfect.
And everybody goes, well, Rick Carlisle doesn't want to leave Dallas because he's tight with Cuban, he's tight with Donnie Nelson, which he is. But anybody that knows Rick Carlisle knows that losing isn't in his DNA.
You're going to have to play defense.
Well, not even that. He'll straighten this whole thing out is what he'll do.
And you're going to have to play defense.
But
Gary, but didn't Paul George run out Larry Bird? And that's really the reason why he said, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. That may be the case, but I never heard that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I just know that people that work with Larry love Larry because he's so dedicated to basketball. And when he makes a commitment to do something, he's all in.
And reason why I say that, because kids are not going to change.
Right.
And if you can't get down with Paul George, you come here, there's going to be some other smoke here that's going to do the same stuff. I mean, players these days are different. I mean, we came on air talking about it.
Yep, totally. Yeah, I agree. And you know where it's really, really conspicuous? I remember back in the Don Nelson days, the George Karl days, guys would hang out with each other. You know what I mean? After games, they'd go out and, you know, they would spend quality time away from the court together. You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't. And it's not happening too in the NFL like that anymore either.
Sure.
I mean, in the NFL, we used to do stuff together all the time, and it's not that way anymore. That's because you got so many other hanger-ons is why.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to, like, when Junior Bridgman and Cindy Moncrief and those guys, they were a tight-knit group. I mean, they believed in each other. They had each other's backs. Not anymore.
Gary, I want to thank you for, even if none of this ever happens, Larry Bird or Rick Carlisle or anything else, just for putting some positive.
Yes, we should have talked to you at 2 o'clock.
We should have talked to you much earlier. You actually made Sparky smile talking about the Milwaukee Bucks.
He clapped twice.
For the first time in weeks, if not months. So even if none of this ever happens, thanks for just cheering up the Wendy's Big Show on a Thursday, man. All right?
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Get all your cheery Bucks thoughts on Twitter at Gary Wolfel and every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Thank you, cheery Gary.
All right, thank you, Bob. Thank you, guys. Like
and Cheery White Gary joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored, common-sense mortgage products since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.